This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a couple of folks on the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. They said the phones have not been working all day.
Yeah, so
because we had a big Rob Mullins interview today on Dusty's show.
They turned us down to go on with Dusty because he's Mr. Duck.
Yeah, so they didn't get him because of a phone issue.
And I believe the phone issue is resolved.
That's what they're saying.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out in about 39 minutes.
That's right.
A lot of big talk.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you which franchise is in the worst shape. 33% of you said Dallas Cowboys, 30% Carolina Panthers, 25% Jets, and only 12% said the Raiders. Boy, the Raiders are getting a pass.
Yeah, they stink something awful.
They do.
And Antonio Pierce.
And they're kind of never good.
No. But need a new coach.
Nobody really seems to care.
Coordinators. They got a good tight end. No one's paying any attention, but Brock Bowers, who I was in love with.
He's awesome.
Dude, that guy is the real stinking deal.
And even without a real quarterback, he's been really good.
Yes. Yes. I mean, some of the rookies, Malik Nabers before he got hurt, phenomenal, right? BTJ down in Jacksonville, phenomenal. Marvin Harrison starting to come around a little bit, slow start. Arizona's got a little something cooking. Brock Bowers, arguably right now a top three tight end in the NFL. There's some nice rookies. And then, of course, Jaden Daniels.
He won a Heisman. Do you know that?
Hey, did he win a Heisman along with Marcus?
That's right.
I don't know if you've been watching what he's doing in Washington, but it's a hell of a rookie class right now.
Yeah, he plays tonight, huh?
That's right.
I'm kind of geeked about that.
Good matchup.
Good little game.
Yeah.
Good little game.
Same division, both teams with 7 wins.
Yeah. The Raiders, I just looked it up. So remember when they were in the Super Bowl?
I do.
I know you do because you were there.
Yes.
2002. Mm-hmm. Do you care to guess how many times they've been to the playoffs since then?
Maybe 3?
2.
Yeah, they're bad.
2. You care to guess how many 10 or more win seasons they've had since that?
2.
2.
2.
Two.
Yeah, they and I don't,
that's dose if you speak Spanish.
I don't know why we give them a break.
I don't either.
On being,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, and every time I bring up the Raiders and what a bad organization they are, there's like this pushback, and I'm like, what? We don't do this with any other franchise.
Maybe because they moved to Vegas.
I guess.
It feels like they're on the come up.
But they're not.
Not at all. They haven't been for 25 years.
No. And they've got some good, they're like a bad version of the Dallas Cowboys. They have a few individual good players. But at least the Cowboys, and then everything else stinks, at least the Cowboys win 10, 12 games.
I think it just matters how much drama you have. Like the Raiders don't have a lot of drama. They just quietly suck. The Jets have drama.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have drama for some reason.
Yeah,
and that's what makes us think they're worse.
Yeah.
But really,
no, the Raiders.
It's hard to outclass the Raiders in the suctitude department.
They just stink. And yeah, maybe Vegas changes it, but you know, they hired a terrible coach. They don't have a quarterback. Again, you have Max Crosby and you have a really good tight end. And if I was either one of those guys, I'd want the hell out of there. That's why I thought maybe someone might be able to pry Max Crosby out of them at the trade deadline. Someone like Detroit, because to me, when you're a bad franchise, it just, and Crosby's young, so I guess this doesn't quite fall into that, but if I'm a bad organization, you know what I don't want? Good 28 and 29-year-old players.
Yeah, just trade them.
I have no, they
Russell,
do.
It's like the Russell Wilson trade.
Exactly. When you get into your late 20s and you're getting ready to approach 30, unless you're a quarterback, and even then, I think this applies, and you aren't good, just go, leave. By the time we're worth a damn, you are going to be over the hill. 33 is ancient at almost every position in the NFL. And they're just, it just, I don't understand why teams aren't willing to do that. Dude, good franchises are the Raiders, the Steelers, the Patriots. They did that for years and moved on from people. And people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're getting rid of these guys. And we're like, yeah, you got to get younger. You got to get younger. You got to get cheaper in the NFL. It's the way you sustain things. And it certainly is the way you build up, unlike the Raiders.
Okay, today's poll question is something a little different. We've put it up there on X at 1080 The Fan, and it is very simple. Who you got? Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, or who gives a shush?
Unfortunately, the who gives an S should win. It won't.
No, it's winning.
This thing is going to do a giant number.
No, it's winning.
Good.
Barely.
This is a travesty. I feel this is so sad. This is not boxing. This is not combat sports. It's pathetic. I'm so tired of people trying to make Mike Tyson out to be something that he's not. Go back and watch Mike Tyson fight when he was at the end of his career. It was one of the sadder and more pathetic things that you've ever seen. 4 years ago, he fought against Roy Jones and he looked weird and old and slow. And so did Roy Jones. And then the other one that I beg you to go watch is Evander Holyfield, who was always in 10 times better shape than Mike Tyson. Evander Holyfield is one of the best conditioned boxers of all time and was a better fighter than Mike Tyson. Do you remember when Holyfield at 58 tried to fight? He fought some mixed martial artist, I think, that was trying to move over into boxing. Do you remember that?
No.
Vaguely.
Dude.
58?
Yeah, I think he was 58. And it was, yeah, so same age as Mike Tyson. He was 58.
Tyson's 58 right now?
Tyson's 58.
Yeah, so that was 4 years ago.
It was 4 years ago. Go watch Evander Holyfield fight. And it is elder abuse. Like he almost falls out of the ring against someone who's not even a real boxer.
So you're saying take Jake Paul?
Was it Belfort? Is that who
Belfort,
it was?
Belfort, yes.
Yeah. Ernie? Yeah.
No,
Vitor.
Vitor. It is so bad.
Okay, so.
And by the way, in that fight, Holyfield did not land a punch.
The reason I bring this up is selfishly, I watched a little bit of they have the countdown thing on right now. You know, they do those countdown series on.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if it's HBO or Netflix or whatever, but they did the countdown for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, which was not on my radar and won't be on my radar. But I find Tyson to be an interesting sports figure. And the first one wrote me in because it's all about Mike Tyson and his career. It really doesn't talk anything about this fight quite yet. It's more about his career. But it wrote me in because it did this little thing where they go around and interview fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is split right down the middle. If you are younger than 35, because Jake Paul's 27.
Yeah.
Let's say you're younger than, maybe even younger than 40. You think Jake Paul will annihilate Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
If you are of the Mike Tyson era, like you and I, we're older, and we remember Mike Tyson as being great, then we all think Mike Tyson's going to kill Jake Paul, and Jake Paul stands no chance because he's not a real fighter, and Mike Tyson, even at 58, was. So that is a really they've tapped into something really interesting with this fight. Now, I'm not saying it's good, a good fight, but it is an interesting little I don't know,
circus.
It is definitely a circus, but it's just an interesting little
sad.
What would be the word? It's just experiment, I guess. I don't know,
like pop, like moment in pop culture.
Yeah, because like, it's not like boxing is popular.
Yeah,
no one cares.
No,
Mike Tyson's probably still the most popular boxer, and he's 58 years old.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul is certainly the most popular of the youngs.
Yeah.
And he's not even really a real boxer.
He's not. If Jake Paul fought any fighter in his age group and in his weight class, one of the top 40 or 50 fighters in the world, he would get annihilated in under a round. But he's fighting a 58-year-old man. Look, I suppose there's a chance within the first two rounds before he gasses out, if Tyson hits him, Tyson can knock him out. My guess is, and this is sad and pathetic, my guess is that Jake Paul's smart enough to stay away from him for a round or two. And remember, they're only doing 2-minute rounds because Tyson can't do full rounds. And my guess is that eventually he hits Tyson and Tyson goes, he's 58.
Where's your money?
I'm not touching this because it's sad and pathetic, but if I had to bet, I think I'd bet on Jake Paul.
Really?
If you gave, well, think about this.
By the way, here are the odds. Minus 200.
Yeah.
So Jake Paul is the favorite. He is minus 200, which means you have to bet 200 to win 100.
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson is plus 160. So if you bet 100, you win 160.
Well, I'll ask you this. So Mike Tyson is not the greatest fighter of all time. He's not the greatest fighter of his generation. Far from it. Again, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, much, much better fighters. Again, I encourage anyone to go watch Mike Tyson.
He was just the scariest human being.
Go watch Mike Tyson against Kevin McBride or was it Danny Williams, his last two professional fights. By the way, he just quits against Kevin McBride and lays down and is like, I can't do this anymore. Yet here we are 20 years later, he's going to attempt this again. So we know Jake Paul is not a real fighter, but he's a big, strong kid that's all juiced up that can clearly crack you. If he hits you, you're going to sleep. So let's say that is the equivalent. If Mike Tyson was an NFL player, can we say Jake Paul's maybe the equivalent of like Portland State, right? He's playing in the Big Sky Conference.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. I don't know. But okay.
I think that's probably a fairly, you know, from the level that of a Big Sky to the NFL. If I took Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time, and I put Jerry Rice in a Big Sky Conference game, what would happen to Jerry Rice? He would die.
Yeah, some young safety would break him in half.
Some 22-year-old heat-seeking missile would murder him. And I'm guessing if I had to, in this sad sort of experiment, Father Time is undefeated. 58. Just again, go watch Evander Holyfield, and this is why it's sad, because then that dip S is going to stand up, and I mean Jake Paul, and dance around the grave of Mike Tyson and be like, look at what I did, and yet refuses to fight anyone that has any semblance of age, experience at all. None.
Somebody asked him about that at the presser, like, when are you going to fight a real fighter? And he took offense to that. He did not like that.
Well, he does have a lot of, I know nothing about this. I just saw that countdown thing, and I only watched the one episode, but he has a lot of respect for Mike Tyson. Like, he's not an S-talker. I think he probably is an S-talker generally.
To fight.
But, I mean, he knows Mike Tyson was a badass, and he's got a lot of respect for him. But, and this is not something I'll watch, But it's just, I don't know, they've kind of tapped into an interesting juxtaposition.
Although, isn't it tomorrow at 5 while we're on the air? So, like, maybe you'll just watch it here.
It's at 5?
I think.
Well, it starts at 5, but there's a bunch of undercards.
Yeah, it'll be late.
Well. The fight will probably go off at, like,
what do you got to do? Pay-per-view to see that thing?
Netflix. I think you just have to have Netflix.
It's free.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will queue it up.
Free on Netflix. I just don't want to see what's going to happen to
Coming up next, how do we feel about Dave Sims?
Yeah.
Do you know Dave Sims?
I do know. Well, not personally, but...
You do know that?
I know of him.
Here is Buckley.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.